The church has designated this weekend and throughout this week as the as a time for prayer for vocations, particularly to the priesthood and to the religious life, a dedicated particular life within the church. You know, every vocation has its place, of course, but there are some that are that help us to call to mind that which is eternal and beyond the world. We hear about this world beyond the world in the book of Revelation today, in the second reading. I encourage you to read that sometime, start to finish, if you would, the book of Revelation. Yes, it's a mysterious book. Lots of strange creatures with eyes and heads and tails and, yeah, it's a lot of symbolism woven in there. And there's lots of struggle and lots of mention of strife and persecution, but at the end of all of it is this hopeful scene that we hear about today, or woven throughout it, rather, this idea of the great multitude, which no one can count, arrayed around the throne of God. That despite all the difficulties and the struggles and the sufferings of life, that the Lord will make good on all his promises, especially for those who strive to be faithful. Jesus is our good shepherd, and he says in the gospel today that my sheep hear my voice, and I know mine, and mine know me. The Lord is constantly speaking to all of us. He does this through his church, through his shepherds, through those who call themselves disciples of the Lord. That is us, right? And he is calling to this world, a world that very often doesn't really want to hear what he has to say. I see this all the time. I can tend sometimes to become disheartened or frustrated, to be honest, sometimes, because I feel like that very often we try to put the goods out there, don't we? And people don't listen. Not that I'm pointing at anybody here in this particular space right now, of course, but very often I think the world is very interested in other things and not necessarily all that interested in the Lord. Which is puzzling, of course, because of the great good news that the Lord has to offer us, that there is indeed, first of all, more than there is here, that there is some sort of a relief from all of the pains and the struggles of this life and the tears of this world. And yet there are so many people that reject that notion, even all the way back to the time of Jesus himself and the great Saint Paul. We hear in our first reading about Paul and Barnabas, who are going about trying to spread this new faith that Christ has given to them. And there are many that listen, and there are many that plug in, and there are very, very many that don't. In fact, they are violently abusive, as we hear in our reading today. Why is that? Is it possible that they just don't buy the message? Maybe. I don't really think there are too many people out there, though, that can't admit to the possibility of a God who is all-powerful and all-loving. I don't think that there are that many people out there that just can't get that in their heads. I think there are a whole lot of people out there that don't really want it in their heads. Because if that's really the case, if Jesus is really the Lord of our lives, then that means that we have to be different. And that's hard. It's hard for everybody, including myself. That does not mean, though, that we should not stop trying to bring others to Jesus. St. Paul gives us a great encouragement here. And if we read between the lines on this first reading today, we can see that even though they're being violently abused by those who do not want to hear the message, they go on their way to try to find somebody that will listen. And it says, they go on with joy and full of the Holy Spirit. So they do not let the denials of others and the lack of response of other people to the gospel discourage them. And nor should we. Nor should we. And it also reveals another truth, too, that, again, the more we strive to be not only disciples of the Lord, that is, his followers and students, but also apostles, those who are sent to bring Jesus to others, the more we do that, the more we know him, the more deeply we come to meet him, and the more joy that we do have, more real joy. So the Lord is giving us a great encouragement during this weekend and during this week to, first of all, pray for those who are shepherds and those who are examples of the next life. And pray for them. Pray for those who are being called to that. Pray for those who have answered. Pray for those who are in the midst of it, of responding to this call of dedicated service in the church. Because it's important. And it's a great witness. And people notice. People notice. And I was talking to Deacon Mike about this, mentioned this at some of the other masses. But we were at an ecumenical gathering, and it was very interesting to see the reactions of people to me, you know, because of course I'm dressed as a priest, and people that are non-Catholics who aren't used to seeing a priest, to me it's kind of humorous to see, I'm kind of used to it by now, but they don't quite know what to do with me. They don't know how to handle me, they don't know how to act around me. They wouldn't look at me very often. Now some people were kind, of course, you know, and open, but most of them they wouldn't look at you. They wouldn't want to talk to you. They might give you kind of a polite, kind of half smile, trying, but you kind of wondered whether they were waiting for the horns to pop out of my head, right? They just didn't know quite what to do. Okay. Maybe they don't get it. That's fine. But what they do is notice. And so we should first of all pray for the grace so that people will notice us. They will notice how we are different. They will be, maybe in some measure, made uncomfortable by us. Because really the gospel is disconcerting in some way. You know, because it does ask us to change and be different. And that's okay. We should never be discouraged by those who, first of all, don't accept us because of Jesus. And we should always have the confidence to know that through the Holy Spirit, we can know his joy by living as he has asked us to.